The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. "God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you." He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are not thinking as God does, but as human beings do." The Gospel of the Lord. Why was Moses not permitted by God to enter into the Holy Land, to enter into the Promised Land for which he had led his people for 40 years? The book of Numbers says, God says to him, "Because you were not faithful in showing forth my sanctity, because people failed to see my holiness by the way that you acted." Because what had Moses done? He lost his temper and says, "Listen to me, you rebels." In the book of Psalms, Psalm 106, it says this, speaking about Moses. "The Israelites angered God at the waters of Meribah, and Moses fared ill on their account. For they embittered his spirit, and a rash utterance passed from his lips." You failed to show forth my sanctity. Who are the saints? Those are the ones who show forth God's sanctity to the world. I think of someone like St. Dominic, whom we celebrate today, and 800 years after his life, men and women are still trying to follow his way of life because of the witness that he gave. St. Teresa of Avila had visions of Dominic 400 years after his life. St. Ignatius of Loyola wanted to become a saint because he read about Dominic. And he used to say to himself, he used to say to God, "If Francis did it, if Dominic did it, why not I, Lord?" St. Catherine of Siena one time had a vision in which she saw our Lord Jesus Christ coming forth from the mouth of the Father. And God the Father said, "My only begotten Son has preached to the world." And then she saw Dominic come forth from the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. And God the Father said, "My adopted son Dominic has continued to preach the truth that my son taught." And so also his successors. Saint Dominic was one time in prayer in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, and the apostles Peter and Paul came to him, and they said this simple phrase, they said, "Go preach. That is the mission God has given to you." And he used to say, he used to repeat to himself and tell those who followed him, he would say, speak only of God and about God. Speak only of God and about God. And I could go on for hours about Dominic, but I want to close with this. One of my favorite stories about him. He was one time in prayer, and he sees our Lord. And our Lord's eyes are filled with wrath, and he's looking down upon the world. And all of a sudden, Our Lady comes to her son. And with him, before her, are two men. And she presents them to her son to appease his anger. And her son is restored to peace. Dominic, as he's having these visions, he realizes that he is one of those men. And he looks to the man next to him, and he has no idea who he is, but he sees his face and he studies his facial features so he could remember, gosh, who is that man? The very next day in the city of Rome, he sees a man walking down the street and he recognizes him and he goes rushing up to him. The man is wearing tattered clothing, a brown habit, and he runs up and he embraces this man. It's Francis. And he says to him, you are my companion. Let us stay together and nothing shall prevail against us. They were not intended to stay together literally, but spiritually. And nothing could prevail against them. They showed forth God's sanctity and they continued to transform hearts and minds throughout the world. 800 years later. May we ask for the grace to also show forth God's sanctity in the way that He calls us to.